各位听众好，我是杨晨，欢迎您到美语咖啡屋。
Hello, I'm Jody, and welcome to American Cafe. Yang Chen, that is a great outfit. You certainly have an eye for fashion. Hey, speaking of fashion, have you ever thought about how fashion is connected to politics and society?
时装和政治的关系，我从来没想过。
I never thought about it until I spoke to a woman named Tina.She's lived in Washington, D.C. for many years, and she studied fashion.
Tina 在华盛顿住了多少年啊?
Let's hear Tina as she answers the question, how long have you lived in Washington, D.C.?
7 administrations.
interesting. 她没有说她在华盛顿住了多少年,而是说 7 administrations, 就是七届政府的意思。哇,那她可真是个见过世面的人啊。
Oh, I bet she has. And with her background in fashion...Tina has a really interesting view of D.C. that involves the connection between politics, society, and fashion.
说起 fashion 来，这当然是我最喜欢谈论的题目之一了。不过政治和时装真的有那么大的关系吗？
Oh, let's hear from Tina as she compares the Democrats and the Clinton administration, who she feels are more hip, more liberal, with the more conservative Republican Party.
Jody, 你刚才说的 hip...你能给听众解释一下这个词吗?
Oh, sure, hip. Hip is spelled H-I-P. If a person is hip, they are in sync or in step with fashion.
就是很时髦的意思。
对了, exactly. Here's Tina.
I'd say since the Clinton administration has become much more hip because the Clintons brought in a much younger, hipper, much more liberal crowd, which is much more open and less conservative clothing.
如果我没理解错的话，他的意思是说，不同政党的政府能够影响人们的行为举止和穿着打扮，是吗
？You got it. The pulse, P-U-L-S-E, of the city changes overnight.
Pulse 在这里就是节奏的意思。
Talking about the former President Clinton, another difference is that he often had free concerts on the mall, where he brought in bands from all over the world.
没错，在克林顿执政的时候啊，在白宫附近的大草坪上经常都有免费的音乐会，而且那些乐队呢来自世界各地。
Again, here's Tina.
You can feel the pulse. It just changes overnight. I mean, down to the inauguration, Bill Clinton brought in bands from all over the world, from like Los Lobos and Santana, and these were free concerts on the mall. Whereas during the Reagan administration, they banned the Beach Boys.I mean, it's this complete flip-flopping culture.
你得解释一下 flip-flop 这个说法。
Flip-flop is spelled flip, F-L-I-P, flop, F-L-O-P. And flip-flop means to change from one thing quickly to the exact opposite.
Flip-flop 就是突然转变或截然不同的意思。
There's also a flip-flop in what restaurants are popular.Tina explains that Democrats usually prefer fun and trendy restaurants, which is a flip-flop from the more expensive, what she calls the expense account restaurants that Republicans prefer.
The restaurants the people go to are more fun, they're less the expense account restaurants, that's more a Republican thing to do, whereas the Democrats tend to bring in people who are working on human rights and the environment. You're not going to take them to a steakhouse if you're working on, you know, for PETA. So there is a direct reflection on not only the clothes, but restaurants and business.
Tina 这个人真是好玩啊。不过我想你得先解释一下 PETA 是什么意思。要不别人以为你不带他们去吃牛排是因为你小气呢。
I'm not cheap. I just don't eat meat very often, but...PETA stands for People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals.
Oh, 是一个动物保护组织。
Exactly. So I don't think they eat a lot of steak. 、
mm-hmm.
I'm sure of that. But you know, Bush is from Texas, and Texas produces a huge amount of beef.
对，这一下我知道今年大选我要投谁的票了。我最不喜欢吃牛肉，所以。
Hey, wait a minute, you're not supposed to say that on the air. Yang Chen, you know better than that.
那好吧，那我还是等会儿悄悄地告诉你好了。各位听众，我们下次节目再见。
Thanks for joining us on American Cafe.
旺旺英语网站，欢迎您的光临。请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。